Welcome to Travel Itch Radio, the show that lets you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, along with my co-host, longtime friend and colleague, Anita Stokes-Thomas. And this is the 319th episode of Travel Itch Radio. Every week at 8 Eastern, we interview hoteliers, transportation executives, city, state, and national tourism officials, authors, writers, broadcasters, and others involved in the world of travel. And our guest tonight is another longtime friend, Jay Smith of Sports Travel and Tours. Welcome back, Jay, to Travel Itch Radio.
Thanks for having me, Dan, and hi, Anita. I'm glad to be back with you.
Hi.
And we're glad to have you. Great minds think alike, Anita. Okay, a little more than 3 months from now, the Baseball Hall of Fame will induct six players, including former Yankees Mariano Rivera and Mike Mussina. With Cooperstown just 4 hours away from New York, do you think, Jay, we're going to break the previous record attendance of 85,000 people?
That's an interesting question, Dan. I'm not, if it's not this year, it's surely going to be next year. We can't get a handle on the people who are driving up, from New York at this point. We have a lot of participants, but, it's going to be a shock for everybody, I think, overall. I'm actually predicting between this year and next year, it's going to be another Woodstock where people are just going to be backed up, but time will tell.
Well, did bookings for induction weekend spike after the voting was announced in January?
Yeah, Anita, it totally spiked. I mean, we were actually for about a good 10 days right there afterwards, we were jamming here pretty well. We had a lot of people as far as pre-deposited, assuming that Rivera was going to get in. A few of the other guys were still on the bubble, as far as Edgar Martinez and Mike Mussina, and we weren't 100% sure. But once that announcement was made, we surely were busy, without a doubt. And actually, Edgar Martinez, with people coming in from Seattle, were actually way out in the lead in the beginning, without a doubt, too.
Well, how surprised were you that Mariano became the first man to get 100% of the vote?
Well, I don't think anybody was surprised. I mean, he obviously, was the best closer in all of baseball. For all that he did, it would have been awful surprising if somebody had obviously not voted his way. But it's happened before. There was plenty of Cal Ripken didn't get 100%. So go figure that one out.
Yeah, and Hank Aaron, nine people left him off the ballot too. So it happens. But Jay, let's talk specifically. Let's talk about sports travel and tours. You're not only the official tour operator of the Baseball Hall of Fame, but you cater to every need and every budget, offering different experiences, some sandwiched around ballpark visits to New York and Boston. So please tell our visitors how that works.
Well, for the Hall of Fame weekend itself?
Yeah.
We have a variety of different options from as we call it, the base hit option, which is just the 3-day weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, that is hosted at a mid-level hotel like a Hampton Inn and Suites, Holiday Inn Express, not necessarily full service, but a great hotel, covers all the needs. And then we also have, on top of the 3-day program, we have another trip that's called the Infield, which does the same program, but instead of sitting out where we have chairs set up, we have people who sit in the fenced-in area where the players and the media sit. And we do give the availability of having, if you might want to call it, VIP seats. And then we also then have upgraded hotels. We've got another program that stays a little bit closer into Cooperstown, which is extremely difficult to do. Our hub and spoke is out of Albany. We have a program that stays in Oneonta. And that comes with, again, a little bit more upgrades with a closer hotel. It also comes with additional time on Friday in Cooperstown when the crowds don't get there. And it comes with an autographed baseball from one of the players of your choice. So people can pick pretty much the basic package, which is a great package and covers everything and makes it easy. And then they can move right on up to add on more. And then we also have, as you had mentioned, we do have programs that do pre and post the induction weekend, where you can start off in New York and cover Citi Field and Yankee Stadium. We have a couple other programs that on the back end do indeed include Boston. We have one that also does goes down into covers also Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Washington. So you can actually cover the whole East Coast if you want with the East, oh, the Northeast ballparks anyway, with the Hall of Fame kind of merged right in between them all. And that's kind of a neat trip if somebody wants to extend their program.
Jay, if Cooperstown with 1,500 residents really does draw 100,000 people this year, and certainly next year when Derek Jeter gets in, it would be really crazy for anyone to drive there and start hunting for a place to stay. And to me, that's what makes sports travel and tours so special. So please tell Travel It Radio listeners why they should sign up and sign up soon.
Well, you hit the nail on the head, Dan. As far as getting into and out of Cooperstown, that's what having the official license partnership that we have with the Hall, it does give us the availability of dropping people off right in town, right next to the Hall of Fame. When we come in on Saturday, we pick up right in town after the parade Saturday night. Sunday as well, when you go in for the induction, we bring you right to the induction site, and then we pick you right back up at the induction site. And if you stay over till Monday for the Legends program, same thing. We bring you right into town. So it's a lot easier for the fans that travel with us to actually maximize their time and efforts because we bring you right to the meat and potatoes of what you're going there for. If you came on your own, which is what's going to happen from your initial question as far as people coming in from New York, or anywhere else for that matter, the traffic is going to be horrific in regards to getting to the outlying parking lots where you first have to park your car, then get a shuttle to go into town. And then once you even get into town, you're going to have, if you want to go to the Hall of Fame, you're going to have to wait online possibly an hour or two just even to get an admission to get into the Hall of Fame, where if you're on a program with us, not only do we drop you off right in town, right next to the hall, we have, as you know, Dan, we have our lanyards that people wear, and that gives everybody the availability to literally walk either in a separate door in the front or around the side entrance in the library entrance. You don't even have to do anything. You just show your lanyard and you walk right in. The attendant who's at the door knows already. So it does maximize your time. If you do decide to travel in on your own, you are going to spend a lot of time waiting for shuttles, waiting online. And it does sometimes get rather frustrating for folks because it does indeed get congested. So joining us, it might cost you an extra couple of bucks potentially, but the ease of operation and the joy of just sitting back and letting us take care of it all is definitely more worthwhile than standing in waiting for parking spots, waiting for shuttles, and then waiting as well to get into the events that are scheduled.
We're talking with Jay Smith, owner-operator of Sports Travel and Tours. Anita?
Yeah, I have a question here. So customers who come for induction weekend also get extra benefits, such as the Hall of Fame membership that includes merchandise discounts. And, you know, we all love that. But what are some of those other benefits as well? I mean, you're mentioning a lot of different things they get in terms of, like, comfort and ease. But what are some of the other benefits that they get as well?
Well, the benefits are indeed the membership does indeed include merchandise discounts, whether it be at the store or you can actually order online. If you do purchase at the store, they actually also include free shipping. So the beauty of that is you can buy something right there on the spot, and they will ship it on out to you when you do get back. There are other annual benefits. You can go back to the hall if you'd like at any time, and that includes another entry into the Hall of Fame. You also can gain the benefits of the entry that I mentioned to you by having this membership. It does give you the ease of access to the Hall of Fame as well. You do get a Memories and Dreams publications, which are kind of cool. They come out about 10 times a year. That also is included. And there's a couple of other frill things that come along with the membership that basically enhances your baseball throughout the year And all of a sudden something comes up in your home and it's like, oh, wow, this is cool. And people don't even necessarily remember that they had that availability and something was coming. So it really is an annual all-year membership that does come with additional benefits and discounts.
And, Jay, a surprise extra benefit is the participation of our mutual friend, former umpire Al Clark, who spent 26 years in the major leagues and has great stories. He's a very friendly, good-natured guy who let me serve as co-author of his terrific book, Called Out But Safe. And he and I will be autographing our books on the Friday night of induction weekend. How did you meet Al, and how does he fit in with sports travel and tours?
Well, Al and I actually met through a mutual friend, and it happened in Baltimore. I was at a hotel down there with one of my programs, and the director of sales, who used to, come in contact with Al as he was, umpiring, and his crew, they used to stay there. His name was Bob White, and he came up to me as we were chatting, and he said, I got somebody you have to meet. And he put the two of us together, and this is, oh gosh, Dan, I think it's, I don't know, 26, 28 years ago. We hit it right off. At that point, that the Umpside View program was working for Al. It was a program that gives everybody the opportunity to kind of understand the game of baseball, but from an umpire's perspective, which is a completely different perspective than a player's perspective or as a fan watching the game. So we do have, as you mentioned, on Friday night on some of our programs, we have what we call our Umpside View program, which is a great introduction to the world of baseball from an ump's perspective. And Al, as you know, Dan, he's got tons of stories. He's a very charismatic guy. He rocks the room pretty well, and he's a pleasure to have on board, of course. And I look forward to having you on board with us as well.
Well, thanks. Nice to hear. Why do most of your Hall of Fame weekend passengers stay in Albany? I should say many of them stay in Albany.
Well, it's really almost a necessary evil. We do have a couple of programs that are, as I mentioned earlier, in Oneonta. We have a program this year as well. It's going to be at the Turning Stone Resort Casino in upstate New York also, which is on the other side of the state, or the middle of the state. So we do have a couple of variations. Albany is really a necessity because it's the only airport. It's the hub of the airport that people can fly into. So if you're coming in from Seattle or anywhere else around the country, for that matter, Albany is really your gateway. And there are enough hotels there for us to be able to provide the program. It is an impossibility to stay in Cooperstown. Major League Baseball and the Baseball Hall take over every single possible room that is available between the Otisaga Resort. There's only a few other hotels in Cooperstown itself, and the Hall takes over all of those. So the nice part of Albany is I call it a harmless hour and 20 minutes or so. And the reason why I say it's kind of harmless is you're so excited on Saturday morning to get to Cooperstown that the first pretty much half hour, 40 minutes, everybody is, between grabbing a cup of coffee and getting on the coach and being excited about the weekend. Everybody's chatting baseball and meeting one another. And by the time you start to get a little antsy, you're making a left turn onto a rural route road that goes into Cooperstown. There's an absolute spectacular lake in front of you. The upstate, just the landscape of that area of New York is really kind of special and cool. And then within 20 minutes, you're there. So and in reverse, when we leave to go back to your hotel at the end of the day, it happens just the opposite. Everybody has had a great day both days. They're thoroughly exhausted. And to be totally open with you, within maybe 10 minutes, you get back on the coach at the end of the day and everybody conks right out and is catching some shut eye. So by the time they turn around, we're back at the hotel. And then when everybody goes to leave, the airport is literally 5 to 10 minutes from most of the hotels that we use in Albany. So it is, if anybody's driving, we do have a couple of other options, people either renting cars or driving in to stay in either our little more high-end program in Oneonta or at the Turning Stone Casino, which is a new entry into our programs this year, and we're planning on using that property again next year, Dan, too.
Well, sports travel, sports travel and tours offer much more than just a Hall of Fame induction weekend. So people can also sign up for the All-Star Games, Super Bowl, and just about really every major sporting event, as well as packaged regional tours. I especially love, like, the baseball program, which includes spring training and games in places like Japan, Australia, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Cuba, and now London. So this year for the first time. So please share a bit more about that.
Yeah, Anita, we've been expanding our program over the last handful of years or so. We have a very loyal following of, as we call them, past travelers. And we, with baseball now expanding their reach as well, a number of years ago we did do a program in Australia. We had opening day was in Sydney, so we did the first couple of days in Sydney, and then we expanded the program for about another 9-10 days to cover the sights and sounds of Australia. And that actually was hit a home run. We had not ever done that before. We are actually partners in an organization called TAP, which is Travel Alliance Partners, and I have a host of other companies that I work with on an annual, a year-long basis that actually have expertise in certain places. So I can tap into my TAP partners in certain areas that I may not necessarily have the expertise. So we just finished a program actually a couple of weeks ago. We did opening day in Tokyo, and we had a group that flew into Osaka, covered Kyoto and the highlights in between Tokyo and Osaka with Hiroshima in there, and we caught the first two games in Tokyo, which was absolutely an event that was amazing because Ichiro ended up retiring right after the second game. It was the Oakland against Seattle, and the Tokyo Dome and the Japanese fans went absolutely crazy. It was definitely a place to be, and our folks that traveled there, we weren't expecting that necessarily to happen. It was absolutely amazing. So we have added on. We didn't even include the Padres went to Mexico last year. We are going back to Cuba in November for some Cuban baseball as well as some sights and sounds in and around Havana and out a couple of hours from there. And we are indeed catching the Yankees and Red Sox this year in London for a 5-day program. And it's been exciting. It's given us an opportunity to kind of spread our wings a little bit, take care of our customers that love what we do, and now we can just make a little bit broader offering that we hadn't done in the past. So it's really been a great addition to our lineup of programs.
Jay, to me, spring training is the best time of the baseball calendar. The weather is warm, the ballparks are cozy, and the ballplayers are relaxed because there's no pressure. So I look forward to spring training every year, and I know Sports Travel and Tours has land-based spring training packages, but didn't you also have a spring training cruise?
We did. We do. Our spring training programs generally are developed as we call as an FIT. It's an independent travel program because people most of the time want to get to the teams that they love. So we will customize, for the most part, any, as we call it, any game, any place, any time for pretty much any fan that would like to get to a destination, as well as obviously spring training. Spring training cruise we did indeed offer. It wasn't a spring training cruise. It was actually a cruise off of Port Canaveral, near Orlando, and we included some spring training wrapped around the cruise. So it was just another, again, a little extension of our normal program, and it gave everybody the opportunity to just have a little bit different twist and enjoy some sunshine while out on the cruise, as well as catching some spring training games.
Okay, I want to tell our listeners you're listening to Travel Itch Radio with Dan Schlossberg and Anita Stokes-Thomas. Find the archive show on blogtalkradio.com or check out Travel Itch Radio on Facebook. We're also on iTunes. And we're talking with Jay Smith of Sports Travel and Tours. Anita, all yours.
So, Jay, some of the baseball customers are on a mission to see all 30 ballparks. Is it true that you get your passport stamp with the logo of each park they visit?
Well, we do actually. We have a what we call the passport to baseball. It is it does look like a passport. When people travel with us, we do authenticate that visit to each game and ballpark that they went to. And when they complete the circuit of getting to all the ballparks, which is a goal in life of many, we have actually an induction into what we call the Stadium Hall of Fame in Cooperstown on Saturday of induction weekend. We do it every 4 years. Next year is 2021. Our last induction was in 2017. We had 41 crazy fans who had accomplished getting to every ballpark with us on a program. And it's just it's almost like a cool frequent flyer program and giving everybody a chance to realize their dream of getting to every ballpark. It's really a lot of fun for us. And it's just been a hoot having, we have about 100 and I think about 140 people who have done this with us over the years.
Mm. Well, I know sports travel has become a big deal in the country, but can you share how and when you started and what you're planning for this year?
The company itself started, this company is 1996, so we're 20-some-odd years old. And it's been a heck of a ride, that's for sure. It's grown ever since. We started with baseball. We have now expanded to all the other sports that pretty much, as I said, the slogan is any game, any place, any time for pretty much almost any sport. And if we don't offer it as a prepackaged program, we'll develop it for anybody, whether it be two people, 42 people, or 142 people. We will customize to the likings of each traveler. So all they need to do is give us a call, and we'll be more than happy to help.
Jay, your bus tours have tour hosts, and I'm one of them during induction weekend, but I'm sure our listeners would like to know how and where you find your tour hosts.
A lot of our tour hosts, believe it or not, are actually past travelers. As a matter of fact, about 80% of them. People, you go on a program, they have a great time, they see our tour hosts in action, taking care of people and bringing smiles, and for the people that it fits, many times we'll get a phone call or an email or a resume thereafter saying, this was like the coolest thing I've ever done. It was all taken care of for me. It was easy. How do I get involved? And we'll generally have people as an assistant for a year or two or three, and then we'll kind of kick them out of the nest and put them out on their own program when the availability, you know, is there and we need, you know, some extra sets of hands. So it's really that's the way it pretty much works, Dan. It's been fascinating.
Anita?
Well, getting tickets to huge sporting events is kind of difficult, if you can get them at all, and they're often ridiculously expensive. So please share how sports, the things like Super Bowl, All-Star Game, and World Series.
Well, there's no easy answer to that. I've been asked that many times through my career. It's really a matter of where people want to sit. And the cost, you know, I've said this many times too, is that you can pretty much almost have anything you want in this world with one thing, the money to buy it. The only thing you can't is your health. You can buy better health care. You can't buy your health. Everything else has a price tag to it. So depending on what people's interests are, Anita, there's sponsors, there's advertisers, there's referees, there's umpire, there's a magnitude of ways of where our ticket resources come from, and sometimes directly right from the team. So it really just depends on really the program and really where people want to sit, and it's pretty extensive as to our reach to be able to get what we need for our travelers.
Well, thank you for that. Now, we're talking with Jay Smith of Sports Travel and Tours. So, Jay, Sports Travel and Tours is based in Massachusetts. So how much travel do you do personally, and what are your favorite teams and ballparks?
I travel enough for work. When I travel personally, I do try to just sit and relax and be at the beach. So my personal travels are usually wrapped around something that I'm doing for work for the most part. My favorite team, as far as if we're talking baseball, It's definitely the Yankees. I have lived in Massachusetts now. I'm an ex-New Yorker, lived here for about 30 years. So I have been able to swing over to be a Patriot fan just because that's what's on Sunday afternoons for me. Ballparks, I would have to say PNC is probably the top of my list. It's an amazing ballpark in a great setting. And if people haven't been there before, it's definitely a place to go.
Well, our listeners certainly like to know more about our guests. So, share where you were born and raised. Well, you just mentioned, you know, that you're not from Massachusetts but from New York. And so, share a little bit about that and how you got involved in sports travel and tours.
Sports travel and tours really, Anita, came as a question, as most things do in life, was a question from a friend of a friend, and asked me years and years ago. It's a real long story, but I'll make it short. Is it possible to combine travel with going to games and events? This person wasn't in the travel world, which I was. My answer was, it's possible to do anything as long as you have the time, the effort, the knowledge, and some money, and you can do anything. So it was came as a question, can this happen? I said yes. The next thing, we put together three itineraries, we put together a company, and the rest is history. That's really how it all happened. It wasn't something quick in 10 seconds, but it was pretty quick as far as the concept goes, and it's just been absolutely amazing. Delivering fun for others, if you have to do something in life, it's a great thing to be able to do.
And most important question of the night, Jay, how do Travel Itch radio listeners book tours and learn more about sports travel and tours?
Well, of course, we do have a website, which is the name of the company. It's Sports Travel and A&D Tours, just how it sounds, .com. And we do, of course, have a toll-free 800 number, which is 662-4424. That's 800-662-4424. And we're here every Monday to Friday, regular work hours, and even after hours sometimes too, when somebody needs us desperately for something quick. So we do a great job. We have a great staff, and I'm very fortunate to be surrounded by just great people on my home team as well as my road team tour host staff as well.
Oh, that's great to hear. Our guest tonight has been Jay Smith, owner-operator of Sports Travel and Tours. Thank you, Jay, for joining Travel Itch Radio.
I appreciate you having me on again, Dan. Anita, great to meet you as well. I hope you guys have a great rest of the night and weekend, and hopefully see you down the road next time.
Okay,
Jay,
thank
you so much. And listeners, with Mother's Day, Father's Day, and Graduation Day coming up soon, why not please that baseball fan in your life with my book, The New Baseball Bible. It's a 424-page offbeat baseball history containing many items and illustrations never published before previously. Get it on Amazon.com or at major bookstores. And that's it for this edition of Travel Itch Radio. Tune in again next week, same time, same station, for another trip through Armchair Travel. Our guest will be Michelle Pecoraro of Plymouth 400. That's 400th anniversary of Plymouth Plantation and the Mayflower. That's going to be next year, celebrated in 2020. Now, this is Dan Schlossberg, along with Anita Stokes-Thomas and our guest Jay Smith, saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night.
Dan? Hello?